Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year when it comes, God willing. I hope you can really enjoy this Christmas, even if you are very busy, or lonely, or recently bereaved, or suffering some illness. Christmas is not just for the kiddies. Christmas is not just for the shopaholics. Christmas is not just for churchy folk either. And Christmas is not just for those who feel like it. Christmas is for every one of us in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. In fact, it's particularly good news for us the more difficult our circumstances are and the greater our need of God is. What we're celebrating is the best good news ever, the fact that God himself came down to earth to a stable in Bethlehem when Augustus was Caesar. What an amazing thing. The glorious God got his hands dirty. The perfect God came amongst imperfect people, entered our sin-polluted atmosphere, and stooped down to his wayward creatures. The creator of heaven and earth was homeless in a stable because there was no room for him inside the inn. St. Paul writes that he who was rich for our sake became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. He who was almighty for our sake became weak and helpless, so that through his weakness we might become strong. He who was life for our sake died, so that through his death we might have eternal life. It's a wonderful mystery. It's the heart of the Christian faith. Our life depends on it. Our God Jesus of Bethlehem in heaven loves each one of us so much that he's willing to come down to where we are in life. No stable is too humble or messy. The good shepherd seeks his lost sheep, and 99 out of 100 is not enough. He heals the sick, forgives sinners, restores to life those who are dead, and he still is doing it. He enables us to experience miracles. He transforms lives. He gives hope and joy and peace and new life. All the blessings that come from having him himself. He shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Christmas is not all about cards and candles. It's about God's giving of himself to us for our benefit. That is the Christmas gift. So why not accept his gift? Mary opened her womb to receive the gift of the baby. The innkeeper opened up his stable. The wise men followed the star. The shepherds accepted the angel's news. So how about you? Will you welcome Jesus into your Christmas celebrations, into your home, into your life? And remember that God, like dogs, is not just for Christmas. Accept God's gift of himself and welcome him now into your stable and worship him.